Next week, voters will head to the polls for primaries in Wisconsin, a purple state that swung for President Donald Trump in 2016 and was key to his victory. We went to visit the state last week, and it's clear that the president still looms large over Wisconsin. All you have to do is watch a little local TV and attack ads from both parties.
President Trump needs an ally he can trust in the U.S. Senate. That's not Kevin Nicholson.
If Scott Walker isn't scary enough, now Donald Trump is in control.
I'm not endorsing Donald Trump. I haven't made any endorsements.
That's Leah Vukmir. But it gets worse.
We spent some time talking to groups important to both Democrats and Republicans. We chatted with dairy farmers at the state fair, black voters in Milwaukee neighborhoods, and yes, we ate some cheese curds. We'll bring you those stories elsewhere in the program. But first, President Trump is still in Bedminster, New Jersey this morning at what the White House is at pains to call a working vacation. He's due back in Washington tomorrow, just missing the one-year anniversary of the deadly rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, which is being marked in both Charlottesville and here in D.C. I'm joined now by Mara Liasson. She's NPR national political correspondent. Good morning, Mara.
Hi, Lulu.
So there's been a lot about the Trump presidency that's been remarkable, but his reaction to Charlottesville last year was something that really marked his early tenure.
It really did. And the thing that people remember is when he said there were good people on both sides, seeming to draw moral equivalence between the white nationalist marchers in Charlottesville and the people who turned out to protest him. Now, over the weekend, he did tweet that he condemns all types of racism. It almost sounded like he was saying there were bad people on both sides. But this comes after almost daily attacks on African Americans. He has demeaned the intelligence of an African American congresswoman, a TV anchor, a basketball star. And one of the ways that Donald Trump is so different, completely different from any other previous president, is that they all saw their roles as unifying the nation. His MO is really division, and it worked for him in the 2016 campaign, and he still thinks it works for him today.
Yeah, you've talked about President Trump as a kind of politician who speaks and acts in ways to sort of rally his core supporters, his base, at the expense of turning others off. But, you know, we have seen approval ratings that are inching up over the course of 2018. It was just about 40% in January. Now it's about 43%.
There's no doubt that his approval ratings have been inching up, and they are right now about where they were for President Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton at this time in their tenures. The difference is that his disapproval rating is so much higher. No one is lukewarm or neutral about Donald Trump. He is the most polarizing of presidents. So where he is historically unpopular and where he could be a potential drag on Republican candidates is that the size and the intensity of his disapproval ratings, the people who disapprove of him and disapprove of him strongly.
And part of what feeds into that are the many scandals that have come out of this White House. And so I have to ask you about Omarosa. We heard Friday on All Things Considered about her conversation with NPR's Rachel Martin, in which the former senior advisor to President Trump told Rachel that she'd heard a tape of Trump saying the N-word. And Rachel rightly noted that in her book, she says she's only heard of him saying that. And today on NBC's Meet the Press, she played a recording of what she says is her firing by Chief of Staff John Kelly. And she says she made it inside the White House Situation Room.
I think it's important to understand that if we make this a friendly departure, we can all be, you know, you can look at your time here in the White House as a year of service to the nation, and then you can go on without any type of difficulty in the future relative to your reputation.
So that's apparently a recording that she made of John Kelly, and this is getting a lot of reaction. What's yours?
Right. Well, she says that was threatening. He was threatening to hurt her reputation. I think that this whole Omarosa episode, and we can call it that because this is the celebrity TV show presidency, is just part and parcel of a White House that has a lot of chaos. It has problems with secrecy. Why was somebody taping John Kelly in the Situation Room? And, President Trump brought Omarosa into the White House, someone he knew very well from years on The Apprentice. He wanted her to do some kind of African-American outreach. Then she was fired. Now she's trying to get her revenge. On the day of this Unite the Right rally, she calls him a racist, and he called her a lowlife.
NPR National Political Correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, thank you so much.
Thank you.